good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 20th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week saw hundreds of special education students out here at camp having wonderful time with archery, arts and crafts, train rides, zip line rides, bowling, outdoor climbing wall, and they ended the week having the opportunity to golf on the brand new, totally accessible 18-hole golf course. Camp was excited to welcome back students from Van Buren School District, their first visit since 2019. Like many schools, the restrictions over the past few years mean fewer opportunities to visit other places. This year, Van Buren was able to plan a three-day session at Camp Courageous. When the Van Buren group arrived, they informed camp that student Spencer Lee Gourmet passed away in November. Spencer attended Camp Courageous many times, and he would have graduated with his class this year. Spencer's obituary mentioned he loved coming to Camp Courageous. His first visit to camp was when he was in kindergarten. He loved ziplining, rock climbing, visiting animals, and swimming. Two of Spencer's classmates, Grant Lilly and Hunter Jones, decided to start a candy and cookie tray fundraiser in honor of Spencer. Their goal was to earn money to send the Van Buren County students to Camp Courageous. Grant and Hunter raised $1,435 in honor of their classmate. Camp thanks them for their efforts in honoring Spencer. This week we have our travel program visiting Omaha and enjoying all that Omaha, Nebraska has to offer. We are grateful for a delegation of Montezuma Women's Group visiting Camp Courageous this past week. We had the good fortune to visit them in their homes in Montezuma as a result of Jim Fells, board member. Cruising for Camp Courageous is this coming Sunday, May 21st. Begins at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes to 4 o'clock for the general public. An incredible show is planned this year. Some of the special things to see include a monster truck on display, Bumblebee, Tesla S Plaid that goes from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. There's going to be food stands, pinstriping, 3D sound, train rides. Taylor Concessions are going to have their food truck out here where they have fried Twinkies and funnel cakes and all kinds of great food like that. There's going to be free laser tag going on in the gym, zipline rides going, kids games, free parking, and it'll be a first opportunity for the general public to use the new miniature golf course. This coming week, May 22nd to the 27th, Fairway will be having their roundup for Camp Courageous. We appreciate the Fairway stores giving their customers the opportunity to round up to the nearest dollar or make a donation to camp during this special time. Camp Courageous lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Edward Warren Herman was 99 from Cedar Rapids, longtime supporter of Camp Courageous, passed away. We are grateful to Warren and his family for choosing Camp Courageous for his memorials. One of the many rewards that comes with being a part of Camp Courageous is one meets some of the most wonderful people in the world. Good, kind, and caring folks. It is with tremendous sadness that we learned honorary board member and current Camp Courageous Foundation board member, Steve Supel, has passed away. Steve was not only one in a million, he was like one in a billion. Like Leo Grieco, we kept thinking Steve would come back and rally after a diagnosis of cancer, but it wasn't meant to be. Steve Supel dedicated over four decades of his life to Camp Courageous. Seldom did a day go by he was not doing something for the camp. One of many things I always admired about the Supel family was something I personally witnessed. During an early morning meeting at the Supel home, Jan made breakfast for a large group planning a camp fundraiser while juggling the kids heading off to school on the school bus. BJ and Jen both gave their parents a big hug and told them they loved them before heading to the door. It melted me. Steve was active with camp, but he was also very community-minded. Being a farmer, he was active with many ag-related groups and boards from the Soil Commissioner, Swiss Valley Board, Pork Producers, 4-H and FFA. He was very involved in the community from the school board, the Carrick Foundation, and so much more. If the community had a project, they knew they could count on the Supples to help. Camp Courageous board member Skip Monernock of Cascade introduced Steve to Camp Courageous back in the early 80s as Skip searched for who could provide Camp Courageous hogs to make sausage for upcoming breakfasts. Skip had the ability to get a huge group of volunteers together with short notice to help the camp, a trait Steve would quickly learn. The Supples quickly became a great source of hogs for camp and volunteerism. Every single Camp Courageous project going back to the 80s, Steve had an active role. They continued to supply hogs, but expanded out, picking thousands of ears of sweet corn and processing it, getting it ready in buckets for the camp. He was part of the Building and Grounds Committee as a chair and saw 25 new buildings built over the years at Camp Courageous. In addition, all these years, Steve and Jan have been very active with the campers through preparing and serving food in the kitchen where they cook for special events, respite weekends, week-long stays, and so much more. Each year, they helped with the Back to School Festival where about 1,000 campers attend, with Steve being the camp's official driver of the John Deere Model A tractor for the camp's hay rides. Camp Courageous can never thank Steve Supple enough for his lifetime commitment to the camp. Even though Steve has left us, his incredible legacy will live on forever. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Come visit us during Cruising for Camp Courageous this Sunday, and we are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.